Cost-cutting measures have helped give Combined Motor Holdings a boost. During the annual period, the company delivered a 30% jump in revenue and headline earnings per share, more than a double to 501 cents. Joining me now to unpack the results is the company's CEO, Jeb McIntosh. Thank you so much for your time, Jeb. You know, walk us through or give us a detail on the operating environment and also how you were able to navigate through it. Right. It does seem like we have lost Jeb McIntosh there. We are just checking in on the markets while we do try to get hold of him. Let's take a look at how the JSE is doing. Of course, we are seeing markets really focusing on a lot this week as we start off with the month of May. It was a rough April for the markets. Markets are focusing on interest rate hikes, which will be coming in from the Fed, and we will be getting that interest rates decision tomorrow, and also the Bank of England, which should be coming out with its interest rate decision on Thursday. Of course, we do know that central banks all across the world are focusing on tightening monetary policy as things normalize. And of course, we did have earlier on the Reserve Bank of Australia also hiking interest rates by 25 basis points, a move that we haven't seen in more than a decade. And of course, with those worries, we do have growth concerns in China as those lockdowns persist, and also what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. So on that, the JSE down on the day 1.5%. Those losses being led by the industrial 25 complex, down at 2.14% on the day. Financial 15 down more than 2%, and the resources 10 complex losing almost 0.5%. Well, that's some of the movements that we have seen on the markets, and we do have the CEO of CMH back with us, Jeb McIntosh. Thank you so much for your time, Jeb. Now, just, you know, give us more detail on the operating environment that you were working under and how you were able to navigate through it.
Good evening. We were delighted with our results achieved in the past year. We are coping with the pandemic, civil unrest, blackouts, and major logistic problems. A key theme of the year was a shortage of stock, new, used, and parts. But the tough decisions we took during the previous financial year, both strategic and cost-wise, created a low cost base from which we grew. A 30% improvement in sales led to record results, with the operating profits up 76% and the headline earnings up 117%.
Jeb, I mean, you mentioned that the results were exceptional, and you've mentioned that some of the actions that you were engaged in the previous financial year did contribute to a lot of the growth. You talk about the key theme being a shortage on stock. Just talk to me about then the momentum going forward, how you are planning to navigate through that.
I'd just like to add as well, our first car rental, our car hire division, bounced back with a really outstanding result.
Yeah.
As did our financial service division. But that runs into the shortage of used cars, because we've had to keep the cars in the fleet rather than move them into our used car divisions, and because of the shortage of stock overall. Going forward, we see the same sort of picture as we've had for the past year. As I think you mentioned on the show, Russia and the lockdowns in China are causing more logistical nightmares, and chips are still short. So whilst we expect a slow improvement, I don't think it's going to be very quick, and we're going to live with this problem for some time.
Yeah. You know, Jeb, it's quite impressive that the group was able to benefit from the supply shortage. Of course, you have improved trading margins with your operating profit up at 75%. Do you see this momentum continuing then in the next financial year?
We have added over the last 3 years 22 what I call add-on brands to our existing structures. And these are now starting to pay off. So those brands have helped to balance out shortage of stock in some of the more popular brands, should we say. And so all in all, the stock flow we got was reasonable when we balanced it out between brands. But effectively, all brands were down on their potential. So we see a similar picture this year. We have six more brands coming on stream, and we see growth in these, and we're going to keep a tight control of the costs. So all in all, if all things go reasonably well, we're looking forward to some growth in earnings.
And what would you say then is the biggest threat to that growth in earnings?
Well, I think the overall economic situation, when you look at things like interest rates rising, further disruptions of stock, but I think the whole economic climate and political climate is very important going forward.
And talk to me...
For the consumer.
Yeah. All right. And then just lastly, Jeb, I mean, has there been any significant impact when it comes to the KZN floods that we recently experienced?
We had one branch knocked out completely by the floods, but we're back in operation 2 weeks later. But I think the biggest knock-on effect is the Toyota factory, where our understanding is that the plant will be closed for in a region of 12 weeks because of the floods, which will obviously have a big knock-on effect to all Toyota dealers in the country.
Right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jeb. That was the CEO of Combined Motor Holdings, Jeb McIntosh.